Imagine being at an executive retreat where the energy is flat as people pepper the CEO with backward-looking questions about financials. Then someone asks, "Looking ahead, what are you personally most excited about?" The CEO stands taller, smiles, and enthusiastically shares his vision. That simple question transformed everything, from analytical to emotional, from past to future. This is the power that Andrew Sobel explores in his work on transformative questioning. In a world obsessed with having answers, asking the right questions might be our most underutilized professional skill. The most successful professionals understand that questions open doors, deepen understanding, demonstrate empathy, and create opportunities that might otherwise remain hidden. They're the tools that enable you to build lasting relationships in both business and life. What makes clients stay with you for life? While reliability, trustworthiness, value, and likability matter universally, lasting relationships rest on four pillars. First, deeply understand their business beyond surface knowledge. Second, add value unexpectedly. Share research, make helpful introductions, or offer insights outside your engagement. These value deposits create goodwill that sustains relationships through challenges. Third, develop authentic personal connections, as purely transactional relationships rarely endure. Finally, navigate relationship challenges effectively by building senior-level connections and regularly assessing relationship health. The professionals who become indispensable speak the client's language and anticipate needs before they're articulated. Not all client relationships deserve equal attention. Working with the right versus wrong client can transform your professional experience from nightmare to dream. This isn't elitism, it's strategic use of your most precious resource, time. Evaluate potential relationships through four lenses. Is this the right organization? Consider alignment with your focus, their financial viability, and how they've treated providers. Is this the right issue that matches your capabilities? Are you working with an executive who has influence and compatible chemistry? Will the relationship provide value beyond compensation, including intellectual growth? Categorize clients based on these evaluations, then invest your time accordingly. Saying no to wrong opportunities creates space to say yes to the right ones. Relationship growth isn't accidental. It requires deliberate strategy. The good news? About 75% of relationship success factors are within your control. Excellence in your initial work creates the trust necessary for expansion, but you need a growth strategy built on four key principles. First, align yourself with clients' highest level goals by asking questions that reveal their strategic priorities. What are the three most important objectives you're focused on this year? Second, pursue appropriate growth vectors, whether replicating successful work, moving upstream to shape strategy, or identifying new needs within existing relationships. Third, make targeted investments in promising relationships. Offer value-added analysis or share insights without immediate compensation. Finally, capitalize on growth catalysts like organizational changes or market disruptions that create openings for deeper engagement. Consider how one consultant transformed a modest project into a multi-year relationship by understanding broader challenges, making valuable connections, and proactively sharing research. When crisis hit, she received the first call. The most enduring client relationships transcend purely professional interactions. While friendship isn't necessary, personal connection is essential to move from trusted expert to trusted advisor. Start by following the client's lead on engagement. Some prefer strictly business relationships, while others welcome more personal interaction. Genuine curiosity about your clients as individuals creates natural openings for deeper connection. What do you find most fulfilling about your work? Or how did you get started in this business? Finding commonalities, whether shared interests, backgrounds, or values, creates bridges between people. Equally important is appropriate self-disclosure. Relationships are reciprocal, so sharing your own experiences judiciously invites clients to do the same. remember to be human rather than perfect. Clients often relate more to vulnerability than flawlessness. Breakthrough moments, both professional and personal, offer special opportunities for connection. Being present during successes, challenges, or transitions demonstrates that you value the relationship beyond transactions. The conversations that happen over dinner or coffee often build stronger bonds than those in conference rooms. Building relationships with senior executives requires understanding their unique pressures, board expectations, short time frames, media scrutiny, and complex strategic choices. Their concerns typically center around growth, innovation, capital access, and people issues. When meeting executives, prepare specific questions that add value. Rather than asking, "What's keeping you up at night?" try, "I've noticed your competitors are moving aggressively into the Asian market. How are you thinking about your international strategy?" Questions that uncover root causes are particularly valuable. If an executive mentions declining market share, ask, "What do you think is driving that trend?" This positions you as a thoughtful sounding board rather than a presumptuous advisor. Don't hesitate to respectfully challenge executive thinking. You've mentioned three major initiatives. Do you really have the organizational capacity to execute all of these simultaneously? Effective executive relationships balance respect with the confidence to add genuine value through thoughtful inquiry. When investment banker Ken Moelis learned a major client had excluded his firm from a financing deal, he immediately offered to fly cross-country to address the issue in person. This commitment led to an honest discussion that not only fixed the problem, but strengthened the relationship. The client later involved Ken's firm in every major transaction. This illustrates a counterintuitive truth. Client crises, when handled well, can actually deepen relationships. Your response to problems reveals your character more clearly than how you handle success. When clients are unhappy, the speed and sincerity of your response often matters more than the solution itself. Bring concerns into the open with direct questions like, "I sense you're not entirely satisfied. What specifically isn't meeting your expectations?" Then listen without defensiveness. Avoid making excuses. Clients want acknowledgement and solutions, not justifications. When appropriate, apologize clearly without qualification. Collaborate on solutions rather than imposing them, and rebuild trust through consistent follow-through actions. Turning statements into questions can be your most powerful professional tool. Rather than declaring, "I think you need to move faster," ask, "Do you feel you're moving fast enough?" This simple shift increases ownership while reducing resistance. When a consultant met a $12 billion company CEO, she asked thoughtful questions about his challenges instead of presenting her expertise. By listening intently, she established a multi-year relationship, not through impressive knowledge, but by showing genuine interest and helping him think differently. Throughout history, figures from Socrates to Einstein leveraged questions effectively. Einstein reportedly said, "If I had an hour to solve a problem, I'd spend 55 minutes thinking about the question and 5 minutes thinking about solutions." Perhaps the four most powerful words in business are simply, "What do you think?" These words demonstrate that you value others' perspectives. In both business and life, good questions outperform easy answers. They open doors to deeper understanding, stronger connections, and more fulfilling relationships. Developing the ability to ask the right question at the right moment may be your most valuable professional skill.